KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, it happens regularly at the broadcast networks. It's a very difficult environment now for all the broadcast networks, but ABC has had a tough year. So Paul Lee, the British head of the entertainment group, the president of ABC and the entertainment group, is out. And the head of drama, Channing Dungey, is in.
Right. This is not only the first black female to run a broadcast network, it's the first black person to run a broadcast network, which is kind of an amazing stat considering it's 2016. But yes, she is the first African-American woman, and she comes into a job that is very difficult. She has a boss, Ben Sherwood, who is running all of the ABC Disney television properties, and he has elected that she is the person for the job. To me, this really reinforces the importance of talent relationships in the television business. Channing Dungey is known within ABC as the Shonda Whisperer, meaning Shonda Rhimes, who is the most important piece of talent at the network, has three top shows, has more in development. And lo and behold, the person with the strongest relationship with Shonda Rhimes is now going to be running the entire network.
Yeah, of course, those shows are, you know, Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder. I mean, Thursday night is pretty much Shonda's to program. And of course, having that relationship with her is important. And Ben, it's clear that Ben Sherwood, he comes from a news background. He is not a guy who had been coming up through the ranks of, you know, television programming in the sense of scripted programming. I think there's a lot of a polarized reaction to his ousting Paul Lee. Paul Lee had a pretty good run until this past year when he wasn't doing so well. And, you know, he did do a lot to diversify the lineup with, a show like Black-ish, and How to Get Away with Murder was put on his watch, and Scandal, I think. So he had done a lot to diversify what you see on ABC. He had a difficult year, and clearly he and Ben Sherwood were not getting along. But I think in some of the television community, you know, the old guard of broadcast TV ranks, some people feel like, who is Ben Sherwood with his news background to come in and impose his will at ABC? So it'll be interesting to see how that will play out for Channing Dungey.
Well, you know, the last guy with a news background to come in and run the network was Jeff Zucker at NBC, who put in Ben Silverman, and that did not work out that well.
The whole thing from soup to nuts was a fiasco.
Right.
Yes.
But I will say, you know, this is a challenging job at a challenging network because ABC is the only broadcast network that does not have any sports that runs on it. So, you know, there's no football crutch like NBC has with Sunday Night Football, and Fox and CBS have with, you know, March Madness and football and the various things they air. So it is a challenge to run the ABC network. It will be interesting to see what they can do now.
Yes. I mean, all the broadcast networks are down. Lack of sports is a big problem. So it's in some ways an unenviable job. And yet at the same time, they will still have the upfronts with advertisers in May, and the broadcast networks will sell billions of dollars in advertising. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, executive editor of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.